Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back for the bathroom break. I'm here with Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials. I'm Jay Schwedelson from Do This Not That. And this is a big week for Daniel because Daniel is moving. He texts me because I'm moving, which is always a subtle opening of like, hey, do you want to help me move? Because we live sort of near each other. And I literally texted back, I would help you, but I don't want to.
He did. It's a legit. I have proof he texted me that. And then I said, I replied back that, when people ask someone to ask over 30 years old to move, it's like, hey, here's a free lunch, but also you get back surgery as your present as well. So I would never ask Jay to ask, help me move.
No way. No, nothing with boxes. Anything with boxes is a hard no. Are you a good packer? Are you good at packing?
No, horrible. Ari's a horrible packer too. We're like horrible at doing it. So it's going to be a mess.
I want to know a period of time. Will there be a box that remains stuff within a box for at least 6 months after you move?
No. But it will take like 2 weeks to get everything out of a box.
Oh my God. I moved 17 years ago. I think I still have like two boxes that we haven't touched.
Well, we're moving from like an apartment to like a small house. So we'll have like one extra room, baby life. But so we've never had this much space in our life. I think our house is going to feel empty.
You're going to get lost. Yeah. Speaking of getting lost, you're going to get lost with this episode. I don't even know what transition that was. It makes no sense. What we're going to talk about, though, is a tactic in email marketing that B2B should be doing, B2C definitely should be doing, nonprofit, doesn't matter the sector, but everybody sleeps on it. But this time of year, from basically November through end of December, for some reason, this crushes it. We're talking about animated GIFs in email. So, Daniel, why do animated GIFs work? What are we talking about? What are we not talking about?
Well, I think the first thing we should talk about that nobody has time to read boring, long emails. And if you are writing long emails, which I think you can write long emails and there's a space for long emails, but you need to be able to break up text with GIFs, things to stop the scroll. Also, when you open an email, the first thing you will look at is that GIF. And if it can make you smile or give you a reaction, it helps you stop somebody stopping in their place. And not many people do it. It's kind of a lost art. So it works for everything from newsletter to offer emails to cold prospecting to warm prospecting. You can use it on any type of email and it will help you stand out in an email inbox.
Yeah. And in general, it actually lifts click-through rates by about 20% when you use an animated GIF. And let's just talk about what we are talking about, what we're not talking about. And for those of you out there in some sort of boring B2B industry, like, I can't do this. Yes, you can. Listen, we are a simple-minded species. We are. The shiny object is where we draw, you know, follow the light. This is what we do. Okay. And animated GIFs, what they're not, they're not videos. You really cannot embed a video in an email. Some people say you can mess around, screw that. It doesn't work. It's a mess. But an animated GIF is just two or three images that are stitched together that move around a little bit. Your call to action button can be an animated GIF that kind of moves around a little bit or lights up. It could be a dog. It could be your logo. It could be anything. And you're like, well, I don't know how to do that. Here's the deal. AI is your new best friend, is my best friend for sure. All you need to do is go to your favorite AI platform and you go to it and you say, hey, I use MailChimp, I use Constant Contact, I use Klaviyo, I use HubSpot, I use whatever to send my emails. I want to create a simple animated GIF. Can you walk me through the steps on what free tool I could use to create it, how I stick it in my email, and whatever else? That's it.
I want to add something you said really important, but I think you scrolled over it a little bit, is that if you have a video you want them to click out to, a demo you want them to click out to, or something to click out to, you can make something that's animated says watch now on there and have, or like have a play button for a YouTube video with some moving things in the background, just to show that there is a video that you want them to click out to. I think that's super important as a way for having a new type of call to action in your email. So I think that if you have other things like an case study you want them to link out to or something that you want them to link out to, it's good to have like a couple teasers in a GIF.
Yeah. And just, you know, for anybody out there is like, well, it's going to mess up my deliverability, it's going to be do this, that, or whatever. It's just not true. It's literally three images that are tied together. So if you have three images in your email to begin with, it's the same idea. They just move around a little bit. And we're like, oh, look at that's moving around. And it's in our subconscious. Nobody ever looks at your animated GIF and be like, that is dope. That is awesome. I need to interact with that. But we do it in our subconscious. And at the end of the day, email's all about the little things. And if you haven't tested animated GIFs in a year, in 6 months, in whatever, you got to do it. There's no downside. It's easy. And this is the time of year. November through December are the highest period of the year where animated GIFs work the best, because we're like kind of like in this mood of, hey, what's up?
And also, I think what I suggest with animated GIFs is always theme it. If you're going to do something fun, theme it to what's happening. So if it is over the holidays, you could theme it to a holiday, yep, something funny for the holidays. If it's you have an offer, you could theme it to something in the offer. You could do a lot of things where you theme that gift to what is happening, because relevancy is the key to a lot of marketing. So if you can show like something relevant that your audience will care about, like if I was prospecting Jay, I would have like a Golden Bachelor or some real like a gift on it. Well, actually, this is a big quick pivot. I love that someone made you a Golden Bachelor on LinkedIn.
I know. Someone made a meme of me as a Golden Bachelor, and they post on LinkedIn. It's always amazing. You open up LinkedIn and I'm like, what's this all about? There's a picture of me as like the Golden Bachelor. I'm like, oh my God, what is going on? Yeah, don't do that. Now I'm gonna get more of them.
Yeah, off. Everybody send your best AI image of Jay to his inbox. He would love to see what you can come up with.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know, in general, though, just one more relevant thing, and then we'll be idiots. I don't think we realize that AI, which is my best friend, anything you've always been like, I always wanted to try that, but I don't know how to do it. Just like animated GIFs. How do I actually do that? Whatever it is, just go to AI and say, hey, I'm a doofus. I don't know how to do this. Can you tell me in simple terms how to do it? And now you have somebody that you don't have to feel like you are supposed to know stuff and you don't know it. You can just ask it, like animated GIFs, try it out.
Yeah, you also could go to like Giphy and put a video in, and it will show you a bunch of, and you can crop it to the perfect part of your video you want to do it. So there's easy stuff like that. Or you could go to AI and tell you, or what you could do is if you don't have a video, like there are tons of AI video platforms that you can make an animated video and then crop it into a GIF. So there's so many ways to do it.
The free version of Canva, they have a whole GIF studio where you can make GIFs in 3 seconds. So it's all easy. All right, speaking of easy, so Daniel, the day after you move, do you find it weird, like when you move in, trying to sleep in that new place for the first time? I feel like it's a very weird situation whenever you move. And you've moved a lot.
I do, but talking about the bathroom, I think it's always weird, like if you get up in the night and you need to go to the bathroom and you forget where the bathroom is, because you're just so disoriented, and you walk the same path as your last place, and you're looking around, wait, where's the bathroom right now? I think that is the problem when you sleep in a new place.
And isn't like Wi-Fi the most, it's like if you don't have your Wi-Fi set up, you feel very uncomfortable. At least I do. It makes me very,
I know. Ari made me go up 2 days before I move to go set up the Wi-Fi, because she will not move in without the Wi-Fi set up. She refuses to.
That's a good move. Well, what's not a good move is listening to this show. Oh my God, why did I just say that? No, that's not true. It's an amazing move. The bathroom break is something. Listen, go follow the Marketing Millennials. Leave Daniel a review. Tell him how awesome he is, because he really is very awesome. And do this, not that. You can check it out. And Daniel, any other parting words?
Yeah, everybody send congrats to Jay. He was a top 100 podcast in the U.S. I think he was like topping some of the most well-known celebrities in the world. Where were you, in the top 50?
I hit like, I think 67 or 67. You get it?
You know how crazy that is? So give him a round of applause, everybody.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm sure a lot of people care. all right, you rock. All right, see you at the next one.
Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennials podcast. But also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out. And it could be anything from email, subject line, to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.